Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests are from the Juno Coalition on Housing and Homelessness to preview Wednesday's Project Homeless Connect, a gathering that offers free services to people who are homeless. Scott Chambor is the CBJ Chief Housing Officer. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Hi, good afternoon.
Nice to have you here. And Laura Lucas, a concerned citizen. Welcome, Laura.
Hello, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. All right. So we're going to focus today, I think, on Project Homeless Connect, which is happening at the Juno Arts and Culture Center this Wednesday, pretty much all day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Who would you like to see at this event? Who should come, you two?
Sure. So I'll take the first crack at it.
All right.
So Project Homeless Connect was designed really to be an outreach component for folks who are experiencing homelessness to try and do a number of things. One, to engage with them to figure out who's homeless in the community and participate in the annual point-in-time homeless count. And then the second piece is to engage with them in order to provide immediate services from, you know, housing assistance to health care to health vaccinations to help with PFD, a wide range of services that are available on that day.
Yeah. And Laura, can you give us a few more details on some of those services that will be available?
Well, sure. We have over 45 agencies and organizations whom we've invited to come and have an opportunity to advertise, you know, what their services are. And so all of them offer something that can be helpful to people who are homeless. And I guess I would like to add to that, we're also looking for people who maybe consider themselves to be at risk for homelessness, or sometimes people might not consider themselves to be homeless. You know, they could be couch surfing or doubling up. The fact of the matter is that they're struggling to stay housed.
Okay. And in years past, I've seen things like even being able to get a haircut there for free on Wednesday. Will that be offered again this year?
Sure, sure. So to just go into more detail about, you know, what these agencies are offering, we do have haircuts. We also have foot care is very popular because, as you can imagine, if you spend a lot of time on the streets, your feet are not comfortable or looking so good. But we also have services that might be helpful to people to prevent homelessness. For instance, Alaska Legal Services might be able to brainstorm with you on a tenant-landlord issue. You might be able to sign up for Medicaid or public benefits that might, you know, assist you. There's a number of services that are related to healthcare. Scott mentioned vaccinations. We also have, you know, information about HIV, Planned Parenthood, that sort of thing. Even getting your blood pressure checked, or if you're interested in finding help with addiction issues. And this is all in addition. There will be also housing agencies, so you can, you know, learn more about applications to various programs. I could go on.
All right. Well, that sounds good for now, and maybe we can come back to that. So this is under the umbrella of the Juno Coalition on Housing and Homelessness. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Scott, please?
Sure. The Juno Coalition on Housing and Homelessness has been around, I think, since the mid-90s. And realistically, it's been a handful of providers who came together who work with homeless clients really to originally to apply for state funding. And since then have really met on a monthly basis in order to try and figure out what gaps are in the homeless delivery system in the community and kind of collectively work towards them.
And when did you come into the picture? About what year?
Yeah, so I've been involved in this issue since about 2008.
Okay.
So it's been a pretty long time, and this is the ninth Project Homeless Connect, and I've been in all of them. I think Laura has been as well. So
a number, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I guess what I'm getting at, and you mentioned this before the interview, is that there will be a point in time count.
Sure.
Right? And we're going to, I think last year, how many people did we identify as being homeless?
Sure. So
year?
After the count was complete, last year, our number for the community was 210 okay. on that day.
Okay.
And so it's really just a snapshot on how, what the status is in the community. These numbers also go to HUD and are help determine, you know, kind of budget allocations for homeless assistance programs. So they're important as well.
And maybe this goes out to you as well, Laura. Since, let's say, 2008, 2010, when you got involved, do you feel like homelessness is getting worse or better here in our community? I know that may be a big question.
That's a toughy question, I think. Big sigh. I would like to say it's getting better. I mean, I certainly see signs of it. I mean, for number one, the Housing First project has been an enormous boost to getting people off the streets. And currently, 32 individuals. And as you might know, that we had need for an addition. And so we're going to be doubling that figure. And so that was a major help in the homelessness situation in Juneau.
Yeah. And I think, you know, historically speaking, one of the reasons we wanted to get the count and then subsequently Project Homeless Connect going was because at the time nobody really had a good feel for who and how many folks were experiencing homelessness at the time. And so it's really galvanized kind of the service providers in the community to say, hey, there is a legitimate issue here. Let's continue to figure out what it is. And it actually led to, you know, Housing First to being created, because the first or second year that we did the Project Homeless Connect, we recognized that there was still a population that wasn't being engaged with, who weren't coming to Project Homeless Connect or weren't in the shelters on the night of the count. And so then organized a kind of a three-day street outreach count to make sure we engage with folks who were the most vulnerable. And that data was ended up being the key point to getting Housing First created.
And you've probably already mentioned this, but what year did Project Homeless Connect actually start?
2011, I believe, was the
okay.
first year.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Scott Chambor and Laura Lucas about Wednesday's Project Homeless Connect. It's at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center pretty much all day from 9 a.m. To 3 p.m. You said about 45 agencies,
mm-hmm.
a lot of folks. What have been some of the challenges in putting this together? Is it hard, or do you find that people readily volunteer to be a part of it?
As agencies or as just
individuals,
as both individuals?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like there's been an enormous response from agencies who have been coming to these Homeless Connects for, you know, almost a decade now. And yet we're still, you know, reaching out to new services. And so, you know, this year we do have some new service providers coming. For one, the U.S. Census is here this year. What was the other part to that question?
I was just wondering if it's a challenge to put this together.
I think that Scott and I were talking earlier before we came in. You know, the whole system is pretty well honed after 10 years.
Yeah.
And Juneau being the community, it is. You know, I think there's a lot of concerned citizens about this issue in town. And so it's not difficult to find volunteers.
Do you need any more help for this Wednesday?
You know, because of that, because we've gotten such a good big response, we don't at this time, except that I would like to put out a shout for we do accept donations. We like to give out, you know, freebies to people, and that would be new socks, hats or gloves. We also one thing that I forgot to mention, I'm glad you reminded me of this, is that we have two meals that we provide in the morning. There's There's a little bit of a breakfast and coffee, and then we have a hot lunch at noon. And we invite people to bring Hombe cookies for dessert. So that still is an opening. There's always room for more cookies.
Okay.
And to follow up on that, I think, you know, just on the organizational structure, you know, for the intake survey, you know, we have about 8 or 9 volunteers who have done it for the last 6 or 7 years as well, from a local church and CBJ employees who come and donate their time. And to the point where we used to have formal trainings, you know, the week before to try and recruit and get survey takers. But now it's kind of a reunion every year to see some faces that we may not bump into who provide their time for data collection.
Laura Lucas, you identified as a concerned citizen. So you're a volunteer?
I am a volunteer.
And have been so for many years?
Well, I should preface by saying that, you know, when I first began participating, it was as a staff member of one of the agencies, and I since have retired, but want to remain involved and feel like I have the experience. So,
yeah. May I ask why it's important to you to fight homelessness? It's probably pretty obvious, but.
Well, I suppose I could give a long answer to that question, of which there is not time. But basically, my core beliefs involve that everybody deserves to be housed, and we need to keep working on that.
Okay. Scott, I don't think we have time to go into housing first, but we should get you back to do a check-in with that organization.
Sure.
At some point. And here's another big question for you. What are some future challenges our community needs to take on as in our fight for homelessness?
Sure. I mean, I think the larger picture, if you take a step back, is that, you know, all the communities in the entire country are struggling with this issue. And, you know, there's a pretty common statistic out there that, you know, only 25% of the people who qualify for homeless assistance or some type of rental assistance receive it. And so realistically, we're working off a scarcity model across the country. And it's just really good and important for us to figure out what that looks like in our community in order to, you know, invest or make policy decisions to make sure less people are in that predicament.
Okay. Before we go, Laura, can you please give us the start time, the end time, and the details, a few of them, on Wednesday?
Sure. And before I do that, I'd like to just mention that one of the demographics who we recognize has not been present at this event is the younger population, what we described as youth under 25. And so in an effort to provide some kind of incentive to perhaps get those folks in here, because we definitely know there is a younger population, even in their teens, who are not consistently housed. We are offering for unaccompanied youth under 25, we will, if they come and do the intake and then cruise the services in the hall, we will give them a voucher for a free pizza. And we can thank Bullwinkles for that.
Free pizza. All right, listeners. I'm not sure we have a ton of 25
pizza,
and under listeners to Juno Afternoon. So you who are listening, please help get the word out if you know anyone who's at risk of being homeless or who is homeless.
And I just want to be clear on that. Under 25,
under
not 25 and older.
Got it. Well, thank you both much.
So time and place review is Wednesday from 9 to 3. At the Juno Arts and Culture Center.
All right. That's for Project Homeless Connect. Countless services offered to people who are homeless or are at risk of being homeless. Thanks to the Juno Coalition on Housing and Homelessness. Scott Chambor, Laura Lucas, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Scott.
Anything either of you would like to add?
No. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, you too.
Our next song is called Homeless. We sing this song to remind everyone that there are people around the world that suffer and need help. Please remember these people and do whatever you can do to help them. Here is the song, Homeless.
Emaweni we baba silale maweni we baba silale maweni we baba silale